Yeah, so if we're going to look at whether we're looking at sitting or standing, I tell my patients that it's very much like building a block tower with, when you were a child. If the base is correct and then every block on top of it is aligned properly, then the tower doesn't fall over. And we have gravity pulling on our towers all day long. And so the first block is our foot block. And so it's really important that our feet are underneath our body, specifically that they land underneath our hip joints. Most people have their feet either pushed together too tightly, and they're stabilizing themselves with their inner thigh muscles to stand up, or they have their legs in an athletic position, way out to the side, kind of waiting to get hit from either side. And so if we bring our feet right underneath us, that's our first block. And then it's important that when we're on that block, that our weight is borne equally over our left and right foot, equally over the forefoot and the rear foot. So we need to make sure that we're balancing. That's one quarter of the issue is our foot block.
And how do we do that when we're sitting? You're talking about standing there. So when we're sitting, do we need some
standing for that? When we're sitting, Phil, what's really important with our feet is that our feet, now they're not going to be lined up under the rest of our body, but our feet need to be supported in sitting. And so it's really important, especially for people like me, I'm 5'2", that our feet are not dangling from chairs or just our toes touching. And so if someone is small, I'll tell them, listen, put some kind of block, something underneath your feet, because if you do not have foot support, you're going to markedly increase the disc pressures in your low back. So we need foot support, so whether we're standing and they're under our bodies or we're sitting and they're supported. The second block is our pelvic block. It's our hips and our lower quadrant of our body, so where our legs meet our trunk. That pelvis needs to be lined up over our feet. Now, what I did as I began physical therapy school, I would often stand with my pelvis sheared forward, so I was putting my pelvis over my toes, if you would. Some people stand with their back kind of a tucked tail look, like a scared puppy dog. And so we need to take that pelvis and we need to shift it forward and backward and get it centered right over our feet. That's our second block.
How do you know when your pelvis is centered? Do you have to have somebody like, you know, your spouse say, excuse me, your pelvis is in the wrong place?
That's an excellent question. The way that I tell my patients to cue into that is if your pelvis is too far forward, you're going to feel excessive pressure under the balls of your feet, the toes and the ball, the front of the foot. If your pelvis is too far back, you're kind of tucked tail or you're leaning backwards, then you're going to feel more pressure under the heels of your feet. So if you balance that pressure forefoot to rear foot, you'll know your pelvis is in the right place.